A Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, has been explaining Cabinet's decision with regards to ceiling for judgment debts and claims. According to him, all claims above 10 million Ghana cedis should be submitted to Cabinet for approval before settlement and payment. This is to protect the government's chest. Mr. Ablakwa said, though the judiciary determines what constitutes a judgment debt, it is important to draw clear distinctions on how the payment should be done.
President Mills is trying to establish clarity as to how judgment debts should be handled and also to improve our governance systems on this subject. This directive is intended to ensure that the public purse is protected and that at all times the executive is acting in the national interest. So you will notice that we have three thresholds. The first threshold between from any amount below to a cap of 10 million Ghana cedis, the Attorney General's office can handle it. The second threshold is between 10 million and 50 million Ghana cedis. It has to come to the president for his executive approval. Beyond 50 million cedis, it will have to come to the entire cabinet to handle that kind of judgment debt. As part of the directives also, cabinet has decided that it will be necessary to search public officials in some of these instances, because you'll notice that public officials conduct themselves in manners that leads to the accrual of such high judgment debts, or if you like, liability to the country. Because if you notice what has been going on, there are several instances of public officers driving recklessly, hitting citizens or destroying property, and then there is compensation claim and government will have to pay. And those public officers work freely. There is also instances where police officers, for example, or military personnel go on rampage and go embark on a shooting spree and innocent civilians' lives are lost. It happened in Dansoman some years back. And then there's compensation claim and the entire citizenry, the taxpayer, to pay. Cabinet is deciding that in instances like that, it will be surcharged on the public officers so that it can also act as a deterrent and improve the conduct and professionalism of public officers. There is also debate about this cabinet directive, which has to do with the Attorney General reporting to cabinet on a monthly basis the liability to the state, including these judgment debts, wherever they may occur. The Attorney General is also supposed to write to all MDAs, ministries, departments, and agencies, inform the Attorney General's office timeously anytime these liabilities are coming up. Because we have seen that in some instances, there have been liabilities which have been pending, interests have been accruing, and the lack of swift action by government to move in to settle those liabilities. Like if you look at the CP judgment debt, for example, since 2006, on a daily basis, €8,000 was accruing, and government did not act timeously. So it ballooned the liability to astronomical figures, and then it becomes a burden of the taxpayer. So these measures are intended to protect scarce national resources and to bring clarity as to how to handle these liabilities to the state moving forward.
So does it mean the AG can pay, let's say, about 10 or more people $10 million without coming to cabinet?
The AG will be reporting every month to cabinet on these liabilities. So even before these payments are made, it will have come to the attention of cabinet, which includes the president and all these ministers. So whether it's 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, it doesn't really matter. The cabinet will have become seized with all the facts. What is also significant about this cabinet directive is that at all times, the Attorney General's department must ensure that they put in the best fight to defend these claims, to defend the state.
Deputy Minister of Information Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa talking to Brighton Trauma.
Is this new directive with regards to government setting ceiling on judgment debt payments a good measure? We are joined on the line by a public interest lawyer, Abraham Amabila, to look at the issues. Abraham, can you give us your take on this directive by cabinet?
For good governance and administrative purposes, this directive for me is in the right direction. Because we all agree that judgment debt has become an albatross around our neck as a people. And if we agree to this assertion, then we need to put in place mechanisms that would ensure that these payments do not become a drain on the national coffers. And so in putting in place these thresholds, what a simple means is that at any point in time, government officials will be seized with all the facts before payment is made.
Okay.
Now, let me quickly add that judgment debts are judgments of the court, and no executive decision can negate them. So this directive is not supposed to undermine the decision of the court or the judgment of the court. But this directive is meant to ensure that if these judgments come about and government is liable, how do we go about paying them? Remember, we had a situation where the president said that he was not aware of some payments, and then we have people saying that he was aware. This will put to rest some of these complaints and then charges on the presidency.
Yeah, Abraham, but do you think it's the best way? Will that solve the problem we have in recent times with judgment debt? Will it not interfere with the work of the judiciary?
And that is what I have indicated. This would not interfere. This directive is only applicable where the judgment has been given in the court. Now the parties will have to now sit down and then decide the modalities for payment. And this directive is saying that there are three thresholds. If it is a certain amount, the Attorney General can use his discretion. If it is another amount, the President can use his discretion. And if it is a bigger amount, Cabinet can come in. So this does not interfere at all. This only comes after the judgment has been given by the court. Now we need to pay. If we have to pay, how do we go about paying? And so for me, it is just a good governance practice so that we are all aware of what amounts are to be paid. But if you are talking about providing solutions, this will not provide solutions for the judgment debt. I am happy that there is in this directive the issue of surcharging government officials whose actions or inactions would have caused this judgment debt.
Yeah.
And so we need to understand that henceforth, public officials whose responsibility it is to discharge their duties, if they fail to discharge those duties in a fair and candid manner, they will be surcharged with some of these debts. Then also, I am of the view that we need to strengthen the Attorney General's department, and that is key to fight some of these matters in court.
All right.
If we do not do that, then we will continuously have these matters coming up and will be made to pay these judgment debts. So, key point, Attorney General's department must be beefed up with seasoned lawyers, improve upon the conditions there, and then the work can be done.
All right.
This, for me, will cut off this judgment debt issue.
Thank you very much, Abraham. You've made your point and you've enlightened that so much. We thank you for that.
Thanks.
That's Abraham Amaliba, a public interest lawyer.